The hottest Knicks tape you'll find online. Knicks all day. We bleed blue and orange. This is Knicks Fan TV, your one-stop shop for the ultimate New York Knicks fan experience.
Throws it down.
News, rumors, debates, post-game live streams featuring live callers.
Let's go Knicks, baby!
And now, your host, CP, the NY Fanatic.
Friday night Knicks and Jay Ellis. You know, I was expecting to go into D.C. and take a game. You know, win a game that we should win. There's no gimmies for the Knicks. We know that. But against a team that's clearly below us, I wanted to see us go in and snatch victory tonight. You know, leave no doubts.
Take their hearts out.
And my prediction was 107-93. And the Knicks get the W, 109-91. Let's go. Julius in his bag as usual. 24 points, 18 boards, 4 dimes. My guy, the Block Desk Monster, set the tone. We lost him, Jay Ellis. We lost Mitch. But he set a great tone out there with 5 offensive rebounds and a double-double in the first half. And they just never looked back. Well, boy, oh boy, that second unit, Jay Ellis. Led by your boy, Derrick Rose. Once again, didn't even look like he was trying out there. Absolutely coasted that second unit to lead us to victory. Derrick Rose, once again, his season average, 14-4. And the Knicks get the W, 109-91. Salute to Knicks Nation. Once again, hit that thumbs up button for you boys. CPJ Ellis in the building. Number one show for the fans by the fans. This is Knicks Post Game Live. Jay Ellis, give me some thoughts on tonight's victory, man.
Listen, man, I'm not going to lie. When the first quarter started, CP, I was tight. I was tight because I'm just like, the Knicks, to me, they look like they came in expecting to win. And that's why I feel like the Wizards got off to a little bit of an early lead. And I feel like they were lackadaisical on the defensive end. But I feel like we kind of out-talented them, CP, a little bit, man. I feel like we kind of out-talented them because we were able to get to the paint whenever we wanted to. We hardly even shot a three in the first half. I think we shot 6 threes in the first half. But it didn't even matter because, listen, we got to the paint at will. Mitchell Robinson was gobbling those offensive rebounds. Any layup that they missed, he gobbled up and he put it back.
Dominant performance by the block. Dominates.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And we just ended up putting our foot on their neck. And then the second unit came in and they pushed. They pushed the lead. Derrick Rose got Obi Toppin going. Obi Toppin is usually the first one down the field in fast breaks. And Derrick Rose was able to find him almost every time going down the court. So he activated Obi Toppin. And the Knicks came into the half with 11-point lead, man. And it was dope. It was dope. It was good to see. And I just liked – we almost lost in the third quarter.
Yeah, well, have break down that third quarter, man, because things kind of slipped away from them. Didn't look like they brought that same intensity in the third quarter as they did, you know, in the second. So what happened there?
Yeah, just as usual, man. Like, sometimes the first unit gets a little bit lackluster. And it happened again. I feel like the defense that wasn't played in that first half caught up to us in the third quarter. And the Wizards were able to cut the game to 3 points. But Julius Randle, he hit a clutch three.
Saver. Game saver once again, man.
Yeah, at the buzzer, pushed it to 6. And then, you know, the Wizards started to push the lead. The Wizards started to claw back again. And then once again, the second unit came in the game and just switched the whole tone up. Derrick Rose had 6 steals on the night. And he ignited the defense, got us going in fast break. The pace completely changed. And Emmanuel quickly started going as well. And that's all she wrote, man. We were able to kind of coast from then on since that second unit came in.
Big play by Julius to kind of close that third off on a high note. I thought he came up big, had one where he had that step back three, or that corner three with like 2 seconds left on the shot clock, you know, later on in the third. I thought Julius came up very big. As you said, we out-talented them. No Beal. Deal was ducking the smoke. Didn't want to see us tonight. Didn't want to see Rose and company. So he decided to take the night off and let the speculation build. But so that's why I just wanted to see us come in and take this one, man. Leave no doubts and snatch victory. And so they did, man. 101, 109 to 91. With Rose, bro, it just looked like he was just, you know, having a shoot around out there with OB and Quickly. And I don't even think D-Rose broke a sweat out there tonight, man. He's just running and gunning with that second unit. And we see once again what just an influx of an infusion of talent can do with this team. We saw what Quickly did with this second unit, you know, taking us up a notch. And now with Rose, it seems like it's taking us to a notch even further and just making it easier for everybody.
Yeah, like...
And, yeah, good.
No, he had 6 assists this game. And then there was a section of the third quarter where he just kind of took over himself. He went mid-range rolls on us for a while.
Step back.
And then I think he even stepped back to himself. He's like, I'm taking over the game a little too much. Hail Quickly.
Yeah.
I think he was even cognizant of the balance he had of not trying to take over the game too much, but he spread the love.
Yeah.
So, he did pretty well. He did really well.
He was watching Knicks Fan TV and heard the slander, JL. Let's just get it out there, bro. Because you and Ashley, I don't even know where Ashley's at. She hasn't shown her face since she had 2 good games. You know what I'm saying? She's been ducking the smoke. Wanted to face the music. You
right
facing
or wrong,
the music.
Right or wrong, I'm here.
You facing
I'm
the music.
Here.
I'm going to give you credit, man. Because I told y'all to wait and see what happens. But you said the homie couldn't shoot. And now he's out here, you know, shooting the lights at the gym another night.
No, I said he couldn't finish, CP. I said he couldn't finish. I said he said 46% from the finisher. He's been shooting the mid-range. That's what I said. I said he couldn't finish. I said he couldn't finish. And I said I was worried about the way the Tips was going to use him because I did not want Quickly to be strictly a 2-guard.
Yeah. I hear that.
And
the chat's been looking for you, bro. The chat wants answers, bro.
I'm just
putting it out there. I'm here.
And I give Tibbs props because first game he came out, Quickly was playing the one, and he played 2 at times. Like they were going back and forth.
Yeah.
This game was the same thing. Quickly was leading the rush. Derrick Rose took over for a spell, but I think Derrick Rose held himself back and was just like, yo, Quickly, take over a little bit. Because he felt like, you know, maybe I'm taking over too much. Because they went like 5 or 6 straight plays. Derrick Rose just kind of going one-on-one.
Yeah, yeah.
So I'm with it. If that's the way they're going to be used, I'm cool with it.
I like it so far, man. If that's the way they're going to use them, I like them with that second unit, man. I'm not going to lie, man. I like how that second unit is kind of giving us a spark. And who knows, maybe this competition kind of gets Peyton going because Peyton had another efficient night, 6-12 from the field, 12 points for him, Quickly added 15, right? Quickly added 16, plus 16 on the night, and then you get 14 from Rose. So, you know, not bad if we doing this thing by committee, not a bad night, but this Wizards team was certainly the team that, if you ever wanted to get right, JLs, you get right with this Wizards team, so... Like I said, good win, man.
Good win. Definitely a good win.
Yeah. Also, I mean, 65 boards, bro. 65
boards is crazy.
Yeah, to 46 on the Wizards. So we did what we had to do, man. And a lot of that was all praises due to the block nest monster. No blocks tonight for Mitch, but on the boards. On the boards, my guy Mitch was getting after from the opening tip. RJ found him. We found him for the Gotham lob. Wizards pick and roll defense is very porous, so I was looking for us to get a couple lobs in there, and we did so with Mitch. He had some offensive rebounds, 5 for the game, and then had a putback. Fortunately, we lost him to a fractured hand, man. What'd you think about Mitch's performance?
Yo, Mitch was phenomenal, man. He took advantage of every missed defensive assignment that the Wizards had, and it was the one time I was just like, yo, it's easy pick and roll lob to Mitch every single time. They cannot stop it. They don't have the athletes to stop it. They don't have the guys with length to stop it, and we did that for half the time. And on top of that, it's like, even like there's a few people who had bad games, like RJ Barrett didn't have
RJ didn't have a good night.
But he was able to clean up the misses. Just the fact that we were able to get to the hole, it put the Wizards out of position a lot, and Mitch was able to clean up those misses. And you can't also forget that, you know, Julius Randle, he had
18
rebounds today.
18 boards.
Yeah, 18 rebounds. So he was contributing to that as well. And he does that in his sleep. You don't even realize he got 18 rebounds.
Effortless.
Just look up. And like, woo, and that's a season high for Randle, man, 18 rebounds.
18 boards, 4 dimes for Julius, 2 for 3 from downtown. You know, when Brody was trying to get him in the game, I give Julius credit for clapping back and really getting us back into this. You know, keeping the momentum and keeping the edge in our favor. 6-7 from the free throw line, 8-15 overall. So plus 17 on the night. Very efficient night for Julius and very matter of fact type of game from him. So I'm glad to see him get out there and get us that W as well, man.
Yeah, man. Even though there was a part of the game where I'm like, we were up by 25 points, and I'm just like, yo, Tom, get him out the game, man. Mm-hmm. Put him on the bench. Like, let Obi get some run.
It was a strange point. With like 4 minutes left in the game, he takes Obi out to put Julius in for like 2 minutes, and then takes Julius out to put Obi. That's the things where you question, like, Tibbs, like, what's the reasoning behind this? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
What's the reason? I had no idea, bro.
He went back to his senses, eventually.
Yeah.
But old habits die hard, CP.
Old habits die hard, man. Old habits die hard. So before we get to the chat and before we get to the phones, and I'm seeing some hashtag negative Nancy's going on in the chat, JL. So the chat is looking for you, bro. The chat is looking for you. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, I'm here. My name is Nancy. I don't give a damn. My name is Nancy. I'm a Knicks fan. it's working out, and I'm happy it's working out because I'm still a Knicks fan.
With the loss of Mitch, you know, these are the times when you're kind of glad that we have Taj and we have some insurance. Yeah, because Noel is a guy that's, you know, susceptible to injury. Mitch is susceptible to injury, so it's good to kind of have Taj there. And Taj looks like the same as last year. You know what I mean? He'll come in as a backup, give you that veteran presence. We saw him and D Rose executing on the pick and roll, got a dunk in. So Taj came in and got a run later in the game, and we're gonna need him in the backup spot. So tough to lose Mitch, but how you think we move forward with this one?
I think we're going to miss some of that shot blocking presence. That's going to hurt, but you know, there's something that Taj gives us that Mitch doesn't, and that's a little bit of shooting, you know.
Yeah,
and so he'll be able to stretch the floor a little bit. We saw him hit a corner three the game before.
Yeah, he did.
He looks like he's trying to Taj. Yeah, he looks like trying to expand his game. He's going to bring you some pick and pop, so he'll be able to hit a 15 footer. So it won't be, you know, the floor open up a tad, and he's going to be solid on the defensive end, you know.
Yeah.
So I expect Taj just to be really solid and to have a few games where he surprised some people and gives you like 10 points or 15 points or so.
Sure. So Tibbs did not have an immediate timetable for Mitch. He just said that, you know, he mentioned Nerland and Taj as centers who could have increased roles. How about Obi, JLs? Maybe this is the opportunity now to see a little Randall Obi in that front court when the opportunity presents itself. Let's see if they can develop some chemistry out there. Throw D Rose maybe quickly out there, RJ, and see how we go, man.
Yeah, I think this is one of those things where when one man is down, you have to get creative with some of the lineups.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so this is gonna be a perfect opportunity for our OB Randall type of commitment to happen. And listen, especially if there's Rose in there, right? Because Peyton, he's doing well. Like, he's finishing at a higher clip than he was, but this is one of those teams where he can finish because there's no shot blocker.
Yeah.
Right. So you don't want to get too hyped that he's finishing when there's no shot blocker because that's how you get fooled.
Yeah.
But you know, Rose is going to find these guys. And it will be nice to have Rose with Randall, with Toppin together, because I don't know if Toppin's going to get the rock if he's with Randall with the first unit. You know what I mean?
Agreed. And Tibbs says that he's liked what Obi's done lately. He said Julius can play some five, and he mentioned Kev at the four. So let's see how they adjust. But, you know, with the schedule, quote-unquote, getting lighter, we'll get into that later on in the show. You know, hopefully Mitch's absence won't be too long, and it won't be, you know, too much of an impact without him. So let's see how that plays out. So to everybody in the chat, once again, hit that thumbs up button for your squad. 109-91 Knicks. What you guys think about tonight's win? Leave a comment in the chat. Let us know how you guys are feeling. I want to shout out Jay Ellis, the Rhyme Animal, Chuck D in the mosh pit, vibing with the people. Throw a hashtag PE in the chat to salute Chuck D and Public Enemy. And Chuck left us a super chat. I can't find it. Not sure if he left a message, but I can't find it. But appreciate you, Chuck, for leaving us that super chat. Ron Hansley Jr. sends us a super chat. He says, what D. Rose lacks in physicality as compared to his prime, he makes up for in basketball IQ. In just his second game, he looks extremely comfortable with both the first and second units. Hashtag put Elf on the shelf.
It's still scary putting Elf on the shelf right now, though. I'm not even going to lie.
He's not going to be shelved. He's not going
to I mean, like, even if you do shelf him, then you have him with the second unit. That's scary, too.
Yeah. It's tough. We better be careful what we wish for, because I don't think you see that same effect with Obi with Elford out there. I don't think you see that.
Yeah.
I don't think you see that. You know, Rose just had it. He just had that presence about him, getting it to him in his spots and finding him leaking out. And, you know, it's just refreshing to see, man, just what good, solid point guard play could do for this team overall. So, great job by Rose. Junior Caroma says, Julius Randle, 24 and 18. Extend him now. I try to tell him that he's a superstar. Ooh.
Mm.
So, Julius jumped out the window. I mean, Junior jumped out the window early on this Friday, Jails. It is happy hour, after all. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, Junior's
pick up his option.
Yeah, Junior's feeling. Let's pick up the option. Start baby steps. Baby steps. You know, nothing to lose by doing that.
Yeah,
and take it from there. But you know, in all seriousness, Julius is has been solid, man. So salute to him and salute to everybody in the chat. And let's get to the phone. See who wants to chat. Benji's up first. Benji, how you feeling, bro?
I'm feeling good, man. A little bittersweet with Mitch's injury, but I think honestly, if you look at it objectively, given all the injuries that could happen to this team, I think that's one that we actually can overcome. Noel and Taj, I think can make up for it. And I'm definitely really encouraged by how good Rose has looked. He's really seemed to unlock. Tonight he unlocked Obi with some really, really nice passes. And I think that's really all Taj and Noel need to do. They just need to finish on those type of passes that Rose and IQ, when they get in the lane, and Elford. I thought Elford was actually good tonight. You know, he had a bunch of drives early in the game, kept us in it. I think my one criticism is I think Tibbs kept that lineup was kind of struggling to start the third quarter, and he kept them in a little bit too long. We were lucky to get that three from Julius to push the lead to six, but the game had that kind of year. For whatever reason, whenever we play down in Washington, I feel like we're always playing a tough, close game that goes down to the wire. So thankfully, it was a pressure-free game. We handled business, slid into the A spot. Now we got to keep rolling tomorrow night and get some wins here as we head into the All-Star break.
Yeah, that's a fact, man. Appreciate the call, bro. Happy Friday, man. And, Knicks now at 12 and 13. Jay Ellis back into eighth. So, you know, again, this is a lousy Wizards team, but a game that if they want to make the playoffs, a game that you got to win. You know, you got to start winning these games that you should win. And put these guys away. So, good job. But, yeah, I think that third quarter did get a little hairy then. It seemed like he went a little bit long with the starters. We didn't see Rose and them come in until maybe about 2-3 minutes left.
Yeah, about two minutes left in the third quarter is when they came in. And, you know, that's what I'm saying. I mean, every time I criticize Tibbs, I have to say I like what he's done. He's our best coach since Woodson. He's done well for this team. But he gives the veterans a little bit more leeway than he should a lot of times, and I wish that he would switch that up. And I feel like he's learning somewhat, but he needs to pull that trigger a little bit quicker.
Pull it a little faster, Pull it a little faster. Because, listen, even though the Wizards were, you know, as you said, we out-talented them, can't count out Brody. And when Brody picks up steam, he could still run off a couple buckets, couple and-ones, and that's how you get that's how you lose momentum. And all of a sudden, you're in a dogfight. So I think Wizards were able to cut it to about three. And as Benji said, Julius' step back three was clutch to near the close of it. And from there, we never really looked back once the second unit came back in. So great job. Great job by them, man. Great job.
Yeah, man. We just need to do better overall. That first unit needs to be better on the defense. And like I said, I feel like we dodged the bullet in that first quarter. By not, because I feel like we have assets. CP, just dodge bullets. They just miss shots.
Yeah, I agree, man.
And it caught to us in the third quarter, And but you know, the second unit, they really put the defense up, and that's why we won this game.
Yeah. Speaking of Russell Westbrook, Alan Hahn on Twitter, good lord, I was wrong about Russell Westbrook. Remember, Solo was on that. We got a trade for him. Channing Fry was talking about we got a trade for him. Yeah. You know who I'm looking for? And everybody in the chat, you guys gotta let me know where this guy is, man. Remember Josh from San Diego, Jay Ellis. Remember Josh, him. Josh from San Diego used to call in all offseason talking about, we got to trade for Westbrook. We got to trade for Westbrook.
Yeah, I was never on that culture. Westbrook stuff, what? Yo.
Yo, where's he at, never, bro?
Yeah.
If you guys have seen or heard from Josh from San Diego, Joshua Smalls, I have not seen his name in the chat. He has not called in a long time. Please tell him we would like to talk to him because Brody is not the guy in Washington right now, bro.
Not the guy. It's like all those near triple doubles is still not doing it for them. You know?
Yeah, yeah.
Not doing it
for them. I was reading a stat from The Athletic. They are 4-3 when he doesn't play, and now when he doesn't play, and now 2-14 when he plays. and the two wins is against the Nets, and you know he's motivated to play.
He's
KD,
motivated exactly. So he's so. Like, my man had, like, yo, tonight, CP, 23 points, 10 assists, 9 rebounds, 5 turnovers. It's like, it's one of those things where it's just like, when it's, when you read the papers, like, wow, he's doing something. Mm-hmm, but you have to aim, it don't look like much is happening. Like, you don't realize how much ineffective it is until you're watching the action.
Yeah. Yeah. Brody's an interesting guy, man. 23, 10, and 9. 10 and 22 from the field, 0-4 from downtown for Brody. How about Bertans, man? Damn. I was high on the Bertans train.
He's dodge that bullet too, man.
Hey, listen, man. We hold ourselves accountable. It is what it is, man. You're going to be right sometimes. You're going to be wrong sometimes. I mean.
That's the thing about giving your opinions on a public platform every day.
That's it. You're going to hit on something. You're going to miss on something.
Ain't going to miss.
I don't know, man. Right now, between Bertans and Bobby, I probably would have brought Bobby back for that price, man.
I was on a Bobby train. I was bringing Bobby. But then it didn't make sense once we drafted Obi, though.
It didn't really make sense. But, that's the story, man. Salute to everybody in the chat. Once again, hit that thumbs up button for your boys. If you guys are new in the chat, leave us a hashtag new, and we'll shout you guys out. Friday night, Knicks. Knicks get a matter-of-fact type of win, 109-91. So, let's go. Yo, I was close, bro. I was literally off by 2 points on my preview show.
That was pretty good, man.
If anybody in the chat was watching the preview show, I said 107-93. 109-91, JLs. Let's go.
That's pretty good.
Let's go, man. Let's go. And we're going to be doing a lot more previews, a lot more prediction-style games with the show and the chat. So get used to that, man. Get used to that. You guys better sharpen your skills because it's going to be a lot on the line, you know, when we start playing those games, man. So stay tuned for that for sure.
All right.
Let's go to jail. Let's go to my guy, Papa Left, man. Papa Left, how you doing, bro? How you feeling, bro?
They got me on the phone. They got me on the phone now.
Yeah.
All right, Knicks Fan TV, all 72. I'm calling live from the hospital right now.
Wow. They had me scheduled
for a herniated disc surgery. Pushed it back for tomorrow just in time to get a Knick game in. And I'll be able to get out of surgery and watch them beat the Rockets tomorrow.
Yo, bro, you are dedicated, my dude, and I wish you a speedy recovery. Yeah. And man, I appreciate you thinking about us, man. But definitely, you know, make sure you do what you got to do to stay healthy, bro.
Yes. Thank God and thank you guys. I just want to shout out Chuck D real quick. Quick story about Chuck D. I was 19, MC in the city, and I had a connection to his studio in Long Island, and there was. Dinko D was there, Charlie Brown, Johnny Juice, and Chuck D. How I met him, he saw me in the studio, and he actually asked me if I wanted a cup of orange juice from his grandma's house. So he is a very down-to-earth dude.
Chuck D's a real Knicks one. Fan,
and I love his commentary. Just want a quick comment about tonight's game. It was a game that we should have won, and we won. We take those all the way to the playoffs. You got Derrick Rose, the trade, really woke up Elfrid Payton, and we can't be mad when Alfred plays well. I just wonder when the switch comes from Rose being the backup to the starter, because as you can see, it's either Russian roulette.
Yeah.
The first or the third quarter, we come out a little slow. I like the lineup construction. Even though Mitch was out, we had length with Toppin and Mitchell, and we had shooters with Burks and Quickley. I like that lineup. I think going forward, we can do that with Noel and Randall. We can do that with Mitch and Obi.
Yeah.
So I definitely think that's a nice, interesting lineup with defense and shooting and penetration. And RJ, you know, I had a 15.5 Knicks win parlay with him,
mm-hmm.
but I wasn't even mad because RJ's the type of player that even if he has a bad game, it doesn't kill us really.
Yeah.
And I think Tibbs gives him the right amount of minutes. He took him out the last two games, maybe to protect him. But I really like seeing RJ progress. I get a little nervous with Obi. That corner three is that pass.
That
off
rainbow
to learn
thing,
the timing
man.
Of the game.
Yeah.
He needs to learn the timing of the game. I think he'll be all right. But it was a good win tonight. And I just appreciate that you guys have this outlet for us every day.
Got you, bro.
And a quick message to anybody before I get off. You know, the bad health will humble you quick. And if you're going through something right now, I send you all my positive vibes. And I hope you get better here in 2021.
No doubt,
God bless
man.
Knicks. Thank you, guys. Have
appreciate
a great
you, bro. Appreciate you, man. And I'm hopeful for a successful surgery for you. And hopefully you catch tomorrow's game, man. My man put the nurse on hold, JLs. He said, I'm on.
Hold on.
He put the nurse on hold. Shout out Papa Left, man. I didn't expect to hear from him, guys. I saw when he said, you know, he was going under the knife. So I didn't expect to hear from him. But dedication, man. Dedication to the Knicks and to the show. So everybody in the chat, man, just wish Papa Left a successful surgery. You know, he's always a good caller. Very humble and wishing everybody else the best as well, man. So definitely salute to him. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely. Salute to him. Salute to everybody who's getting sick through this COVID stage, man.
Yeah.
Right now. Salute to everybody going through something.
Yeah.
And salute to all the Knicks fans and who are watching.
Yeah, salute to everybody, man. Speaking of which, salute to the late Bricklayer. Everybody on Team Hashtag New, LaRon Coleman. What's going on? Heck Brizo in the building. Rivera says CP Domus. Yeah, I came close to that score prediction, man. Very close, man. Nick Fury said CP on his Nickstradamus. Yeah, that's a fact. That's a fact. Victor Thompson says not new, but never got a shout out. I'm pretty sure I shouted out Victor Thompson, man. Paul P in here repping Trinidad all the time. Dean Bushel says what time the preview show starts. You know what? I haven't settled on a you know consistent show for the preview, but today I had some time and me and Alex just came in and vibed out on the preview stuff. So we're gonna look to integrate a lot of that some more. Just got to move around some things, but we're going to look to get there. Great show earlier for everybody that tuned in. And if you missed it, you can always catch it in the podcast as well. A lot of speedy recoveries going into Papa Left. And great story on Chuck D, man. You know what I'm saying?
Great story on Chuck D.
That sounds like a Chuck D. Yeah. That definitely sounds like a Chuck D story, man. So definitely appreciate Chuck. I got to get you your Knicks fan plate license.
Yo, I was thinking about that when I was looking at my Knicks fan plate up here. I was like, I need my Chuck plate.
Yeah, I got yours. I got yours here, man. So we got to link up and I got to get it to you. But appreciate you, Chuck, for getting that for us and, you know, put it to good work, man. So definitely appreciate Chuck for always supporting us. Let's go down to Philly. Angels in the building. What's going on?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
How you feeling, Angel? Angel called into the pregame show. What's good, bro?
Hey, what's good, man? Hey, just to clear things up, I'm not a Sixers fan. I'm not an Eagles fan. I can't stand them. I can't wait for the Giants play them next year.
Let's go.
We're going to cook them.
Let's go.
That's how we roll.
Let's go, man.
But
let's go.
Listen, as far as the game, I was happy we won. I was a little frustrated that we lost to Miami twice. It just gets on my nerves still, to be honest.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But, you know, we came back with a W. It got a little close in the third quarter, but, you know, we stepped our game up and we won. So I'm hoping with the Mitchell Robinson injury, it's a pressure, but I hope he ain't out for long. But, you know, I'm hoping this can get some time for Obi, man. That's my guy, man. Yeah. I want him to do well. So, You know, that's just how I feel, bro. But I appreciate y'all. Hit that thumbs up for y'all boys, man. And I'm definitely showing love from Philly. That's how we grow. Go Knicks.
Appreciate you, Angel. Appreciate you. Yeah, hold man. It down in Philly, man. You know them people, exactly. They got a couple screws loose down there, man. If you have as any well. Backup, just let us know. We got enough super chats, bro. We're going to take care of you. If you yeah, need to man. Get bailed out, just, you know, if you got to swing on an Eagles fan every now and again, go ahead, bro. Just let us know. Call us. We got you, man.
You might send some Knicks fans, too. You might send them on a Greyhound or something. I don't
Angel holding it down. Giants and Knicks fan holding it down in Philly, man. Doesn't get any better than that. Better than that, Philly. Bro.
Woo.
Yeah, for sure. But, yeah, you know, it was unfortunate to lose Mitch, especially the way he was playing in this game. You know, we just got to hope that we can, you know, just keep it going. And as Papa Left said, even though we need Mitch, you know, at least it's not a Julius injury or a RJ injury or something that'll, you know, really, really, really impact us.
No, I agree. Yeah. This is like Tibbs. If there's any a time to extend Obi Toppin's minutes, it is now.
Now's the time, bro.
I do not want to end up playing Randall 55 minutes a game.
Yeah,
we need to get some more balance in here.
Yeah,
this is more if Toppin is playing well. He has to play more than 10 minutes right now.
Mm-hmm.
Mitch out. He just has to.
Yeah. On notes on D Rose from Ian Begley, he says that Rose has been watching film with Knicks assistant coach Andy Greer to get up to speed. Rose notes that he's been playing more shooting guard when he's on the floor with Emmanuel quickly. So he's adjusting to that role in Tibbs' offense. Greer is one of Tibbs' longtime assistants. So he's worked with Derrick Rose in Chicago and Minnesota. So a lot of familiarity there.
I'm giving Tibbs credit, man, because that's what I was afraid of. I was like, we're not just gonna have Quick just playing strictly shooting guard now, because that's bad. I want him to get some point guard rest. But Derrick Rose playing shooting guard is working out, and they're mixing and matching. I like it.
So far, so good, man. So far, so good. More super chats rolling in. So to Robert Parrish, he says our best guards are on the bench. That's a fact. Theodore Casote, appreciate the super chat. Gotta be legend sends a Costa Rican cologne 1,000. Let's go. Rax. Still want Lonzo, he says. D Rose making work look easy. Definitely don't want Lonzo. And yeah, D Rose is definitely putting in work. Pedro Sertao says, here's a message from a Brazilian fan, Jails. Salute to the Brazilian fans, my friends. How nice is it to finally have a team? Thank you for your work. Go Knicks. Salute to everybody down in Brazil. Holding us down. Yeah, we got a big delegation down in Brazil, bro. So.
Oh yeah, that's what's up.
Yeah, we got Knicks Nation Brazil, Germany, of course. Can't forget our German brothers. The UK.
That's good to know for the world tour. You know?
Yeah. Once this thing's over, man.
Exactly.
About to start taking some flights, man. You know, do a couple watch parties in Rio. That wouldn't be such a bad idea, man.
Yeah, that kind of
such a bad idea. Mm-hmm. Alan Berman says salute. Wizards are like a look into our past. If you're complaining, try to remember the stupid grin on Fizdale's face when we were down 30-plus points. That was to the Bucks. We should trust Rose and Tibbs. Don't agree with everything, but they've earned respect. That's a great comment, bro. That's a great comment. I agree with that. You know, you may not agree with everything that Tibbs has done so far. Rose, I'm okay with. I'm okay with what, you know, their approach so far in terms of building the team and building it on the cheap. But Tibbs, I mean, at this stage in the game, I got to go with it, bro.
Yeah. And that's why I said I just have to keep reminding people, because I criticize Tibbs, but it doesn't mean I want the guy out on fire. I have to keep reminding myself that he's doing a good job and keep saying it out loud so people don't misread my criticisms for, you know, he's doing a bad job, you know?
I hear you, bro. You know, you don't dodge the smoke, JL, so you don't dodge the smoke, man. I give you credit, bro. I definitely give you credit.
Appreciate it.
Absolutely. Salute to everybody in the chat once again. Hit that thumbs up button for you boys. Fellas, this is now time to remind you guys that it's not too late to get the best gift your Valentine can get you, and that is the Lawnmower 3.0 from our friends at Manscaped. The Lawnmower 3.0, JLS, is the number one grooming tool below the waist for men. It comes with an aerodynamic ceramic blade, so you do not nick yourself. That's the best feature of it, honestly, because sometimes you use, you know, your regular barber shavers and you're going at your own risk, man. You know what I'm saying? It gets a little
black,
dicey.
So you know.
Yeah, it gets a little dicey. So number one, you got the custom ceramic blade, nick safe. cuts down on those potential cuts. LED light, you know what I mean? If you want to do it in the dark, I don't know what you guys are into, but you can certainly do that and do that in the dark. Waterproof as well if you want to do it in the shower, fellas. So it's a very, very great product. I use it, and, you know, like I said on the show, I don't promote anything that I don't use. Wireless, that's great, great battery life. I think I may have only charged this thing like, I don't know, maybe once, you know, since I got it, and it's still rocking. So make sure you guys go to manscaped.com and enter promo code NYX for 20% off plus free shipping on your total purchase. So this is the Lawnmower 3.0, but the Perfect Package 3.0 is really what you want to get. It's like a starter pack. You get this, you get the travel bag, you get the newspaper to keep it, keep yourself neat, you know what I'm saying? That's wherever neat. You got to go, maybe you're doing it at work, maybe, you know, you're doing it on the run. You clean up nice, you know what
Ball
I'm saying?
Ball deodorant.
Ball deodorant, Jay Ellis, you know what I'm saying? So very good product. Salute to our friends at Manscaped for sure for always supporting us. Get your Lawnmower 3.0 on your Manscaped products. And for those of our friends in Australia and the UK, they do ship to you guys as well. So cheers. Cheers to my guys. I told you guys I'd take care of you, man. 20% off plus free shipping with promo code NYX. All right? Just a little pay the bills. Just a little pay the bills. Right, so to everybody in the chat once again, let's get to the phones. Hey, for some more people on tonight. Let's go to Shaolin. DJ, what's going on? How you feeling?
What's up, y'all? You know what I mean? Hit that thumbs up button for your boy, Jay Ellis. I don't even got to say it. I know I forgot the last time when D-Rose was playing on Tuesday, but I don't got to say it. You know, the ball speaks for itself about D-Rose. But I don't even want to get into the game because there's nothing to talk about. I know it was going to be an easy win. CP, Bradley Beal dodging the smoke in that
Dodge
nice leather jacket.
Dodge the smoke.
But I'm looking forward to now the next, I would say the next month without Mitch. Because what was very interesting after the game was that he said you might see a lot more of Randall at the five.
Yeah.
Which means you put in Obi on the floor with him at the four.
Yeah.
And the way I see it is you could surround him with shooters, surround him with playmakers, and that would be real nice. So I'm really feeling that. As far as Bradley Beal situation, because all of a sudden there's nothing but Bradley Beal rumors. Man, I've seen Carmelo. I can't do it. I can't trade the house.
No.
One player again. I can't do it. And I'm not willing to do it. I like Kuminga. If anybody watching that Ignite team in the G League, I like it. I like that boy a lot. So just keep building, slow building. I got a question before I get off, because I wanted to ask y'all.
Mm-hmm.
The OKC said today that they're officially open for business.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I know he's injured right now, but how would y'all feel about, because you know me, I'm not a fan of Peyton. I don't care. That boy D Rose is quickly coming for his job. How would y'all feel about George Hill? Would y'all sign George Hill? Because last year with Giannis, he was a perfect 3-and-D complimentary at the point. So how would y'all feel about that? I'm gonna hang up. Keep doing
Appreciate
what y'all
you,
doing. I love y'all. See y'all tomorrow.
Appreciate it, DJ.
Yeah.
Bro.
I talked about this last time.
Yeah.
Like I kind of like his fit here. It just kind of depends on what the cost is. You know what I mean? Like I don't want to give up anything for him. I know we have like an insane amount of second round picks, but it's more like a lateral move. Like it's
I don't see the point, bro.
Yeah, it's like one of those moves. It's like, all right, if you're getting rid of Peyton, we have a 3-point shooter here, and that opens that up a little bit. But now even Peyton is playing a little bit better, so I'm not even. I don't know, man. Like I'm not even sure.
I'll pass. And he's not even healthy right now. You know what I'm saying? He's not even healthy, so it's hard to really gauge what he can give you, but. I don't know, with Rose here at this point, I just want to just go with what we have. You know what I mean? Like, he'll, if I'm going to make a move like that, go get Redick if he gets cut and he's willing to come here.
Where's Redick playing?
I don't know. I'm just saying. I'd rather just go with what we have. But if they're going to make a move, if they want to make a move, obviously they have the salary to do so. You know, roster spots wise, I think we got a stacked deck right now.
Yeah, it's like the idea of having another shooter here is good too, like in Redick, but it's like where is the minutes coming from? It's almost I don't even know who to move out the rotation at the point. It just seems like he's just here to, you know.
Yeah, I hear that. I'm just throwing a name out there, but I mean with the George Hill thing, nah, I wouldn't With Rose here, if we didn't get Rose, then yeah, I would say try for it. But he's not healthy yet, and I think he's done his days, man. I think George Hill has done his days, bro.
Yeah, it's more like a Peyton. Like I still, Peyton is playing better. He's playing better. Maybe I don't trust it all the way. Maybe that's what it is. Yeah, yeah. Maybe I don't trust it all the way. I did that. I did like that Peyton actually passed the ball twice today. That was nice.
He did. He did. His passing is improving.
It's like, I was like, he passed the ball twice. Yeah. Like, that's what I'm rooting for right now. He passed the ball twice.
I think, you know, Peyton just seems to be so hell-bent on redeeming his offense shooting-wise that everything else is just like, I mean, his defense is still, you know, is still adequate, but right. Passing-wise... he's falling off a cliff.
Yeah. And that's why I even hesitate.
Yeah.
That's why I even hesitate. Because I'm just like, I don't even, what are we going to do here?
Yeah.
Is he even the answer this season?
Right.
Because it's like you said, we all see the benefits of Heathen having either Quickly or Rose start. But like, then if you put him with a second unit, you find like you have another problem now. So.
Yeah, I agree, man. I agree. And he mentioned, did he mention Kuminga or was that Papa Left? Who mentioned Kuminga? Was that DJ? Kuminga from the, I think he did. But anyway, yeah, Kuminga looked like a KD Paul George light out there, boy. That boy looked like a problem already. You know, one gave in. And you know who else was shining for G League Ignite? Our old friend Jared Jack. Yeah. Jails. How about that? How about Jared Jack? No George Hill. Just bring Jared Jack from G League Ignite. Easy. Just bring back Jared Jack. How about that? Just
bring back Captain Jack.
Yeah, just bring him back. Yeah, now, Captain Jack was Steven Jackson, but yeah, how about that?
Yo, I think he was the last point guard to have a triple-double on the Knicks.
He might have.
I think he was the last point guard to have a triple-double. Yeah. Take that, Westbrook.
Take that, Frank. Take that, Frank.
Well, Frank wasn't playing then either.
Yeah. And speaking of points, Jared Harper had a good G League showing, yeah, which yeah. I didn't doubt. You know, Harper can ball. Iggy was balling as usual, obviously with G. It just showed, and Miles Powell showed out yesterday as well. Kind of just shows you, you know, the disparity in talent in both leagues. So that's interesting. But the Ignite team looked all right. You know, Allen looked okay. I'm getting his last name right? Who's the other kid? Jalen Green. Sorry, not Allen. Jalen Green. Okay. Had his moments. Kuminga looked great. Jared Jack was all right. Jeremy Lin was in that game playing for Golden State. So, all right. It was interesting. There's a couple interesting games. But, I'll be watching Westchester to see how Harper and Iggy and Power ball out all year. So,
yeah, get the Westchester scouts going.
Yeah. Yeah,
that dunk was nasty from Harper.
Woo! Oh, yeah. That boy can ball, man. He's a baller. Salute Dean Bushel in the chat. He says, I'm from Melbourne, Australia, and I got the Lawnmower 3.0 for Christmas. Very good, and the missus loves the deodorant.
I tell him, man, because, man, I got him on my channel, dog. Best kept secret. I'm telling you.
That deodorant, they just sent me some ball wipes, bro. They just sent me some wipes in the mail bed, so about to give those a try. But, yeah, summertime in Australia, so definitely got to take extra care down there. And his name is Dean Bushel, JLs. You can't even make this up.
This sound like the, you know, the Sim. Yeah, you was watching The Simpsons. Yeah. When he had the fake last name.
Yeah.
that's what it sounds like.
Dean Bushel is repping Manscaped. So salute to Dean for your product recommendation. No testimonials.
Dean Bushel is now a shrub.
Yeah. Marge Jetson said they played early and Kuminga dunked on Poku in Ignite versus OKC.
Pokemon caught it?
Pokemon caught it. Salute NZ Richie, New Zealand in the building as well. Salute to everybody in New Zealand. Where's everybody from in the chat, man? Throw your cities in the chat. Let us know where you guys are rocking with us from. Definitely appreciate all the love. Mm-hmm. And let's get back to the phones, man. 1,600 deep on YouTube. Salute to everybody on Facebook, always holding us down. It's the Ari Hour, JLs, on Friday night. Ari, did you bet on the game? Do you have any money on the game?
Good question.
No. But shout out to Papa Left. I really needed those good vibes after the Super Bowl, so I'm feeling a lot better.
No doubt.
So
Thank you, Papa Left.
No doubt.
I really needed that. But what was I going to say? With regards to the game, you know, I know the chat's looking for Jay Ellis right now because of the whole D. Rose thing. But, yeah. I mean, if Jay Ellis could still be the president of the Frank Hive, he could take the heat. So I think he'll be all right. But, you know, I like what I see from Derrick Rose. You know, I think he's finally at peace with himself and like the game and where he's at in his career. You know, the injuries obviously took like kind of derailed his career. And then he was trying to come back from the injuries and trying to, you know, be his former self. And then, you know, the whole psychological thing, it seems like he's really happy to be here with Tibbs and he's playing free. And when you're at peace, you know, you're playing free. So yeah. I'm very happy for him. He's definitely a clear upgrade over Elfrid Payton. You know, I saw actually him get the ball and like run the ball up the court, which I haven't seen any guard do on this team this entire year. He's pushing the pace, which is really good for the team. You know, you can get some easy buckets. That's why Obi got some easy buckets, because you got to push the pace a little bit, you know, with a team that's hard, with a team that doesn't have good, like, you know, that struggles offensively, you got to push the pace to get some easy buckets.
Yeah.
So I think, you know, Derrick Rose is going to be a big piece of this team moving forward for this year. The other last thing I want to talk about the Mitch injury. I think the Mitch injury, you know, obviously he's been playing well, you want to play, but I think it could be good for multiple reasons. Number one, now Obi will end up getting more time because, you know, I don't think Tibbs is going to want to play Taj Gibson, you know, 25 minutes a night. So you'll definitely see more of Obi. We might see more of a Randle-Obi combo, which, I mean, you have nothing to lose. You might as well see it and try it out. So I think that could be good. And more importantly, you know, like, again, I'm thinking, like, you know, in the future, you know, we got to see how, like, you know, Mitch is going to be due for a contract after the end of next year, I think. So we got to, you know, it wouldn't be the worst thing in the world to see how big of an impact he really does have on this team, especially on the defensive end, and what the offensive possibilities open up for the team without him on the floor. So I think that's good. And just the one last thing, Josh from San Diego is not around because I buried him, all right?
I knew that was coming, James.
Alan Hahn got the Russell Westbrook thing wrong, but I actually said I wouldn't take Russell Westbrook for free, I actually literally meant that. I would not take him for free. He's Elfrid Payton on amphetamines with hops. That's it, except he has double the usage. So he is the Russell 19 virus, and you will not be hearing from Josh. So that's the end of that. So have a good night, guys.
You know, he was so measured, Jay Ellis. And then in typical Ari fashion, he slams the hammer and kicks a man when he's down. Jeez. That's why I rock with Ari, man. That's why I rock. You know, in the beginning, he's like, salute to Papa Left. Oh, thank you for all those kind words. And in the end, he's throwing Josh from San Diego under the bus.
Classic boxer move, man.
Classic.
Jab, right hook.
Classic Ari, man. Classic. But yeah,
setup, man.
Yeah. No, I thought, you know, I agree with his points, though, that, you know, yeah, with Mitch out, we get to see some different things. Yep. Hopefully, we get to see that more of the Randle-Obi dynamic.
We'll
see how the defense, you know, is impacted by his loss. Knicks now second in defensive rating under the Lakers in the league. So we'll see how the loss to Mitch impacts us and how long he's going to be out. We'll see. You know, we'll see how it goes, bro.
Yeah, man. I wonder, because he missed some bad free throws, too. I wonder if that had anything to do with it.
Yeah.
Because he misses free throws, but he missed today. Like, them joints funked and went to the right hard.
would have to see at what point he had the injury and when he was shooting. Laura Albanese of Newsday says Julius Randle believes Robinson broke his hand when they both went up for a block and Robinson's hand collided with Randle's elbow. And I think they did show that on the MSG feed as well. So that's what it looked like. It's a freak thing, man.
Freak
thing. And especially with Mitch, you know, those things happen with everybody. But, yeah, it's tough. tough that that it happened to Mitch, though, for sure.
Yeah, hand, elbow. What are the odds of that?
Yeah, that's yeah. What are the odds, bro? What are the odds, man? Let's salute some of our people worldwide, JL. So I want to salute Finn Jeffrey checking in from New Zealand. So good afternoon or evening time. It's afternoon or morning time. Morning or afternoon time. So salute to Finn. Edward L. checking in from Chi-Town. Trayvon Johnson, Harlem World, USA, what's going on? Kev K came in here early, checking in from Shaolin. We got Jeffrey Vade checking in from Phoenix, Arizona. Elias Dante checking in from Amsterdam.
All right.
Used to call it Gramsterdam. You know what I'm saying? NZ Richie says, throw another shrimp on the Barbie. Says, no doubt, man. Appreciate that. He's from New Zealand, so you know what I mean? It makes more sense if he said it than me, so. Yeah, Timothy Carr checking in from the BX. Anybody you want to shout out, JLs?
Shout out to anyway, shout out to Jeffrey Falto. Shout out to guys. Shout out to D Nice. I feel like you always in here. Nick Fury.
Yeah, D Nice always in here.
Yep. Kevon. J Boogie. You play KOT Visage on the other day. Shout out to you, J Boogie. And Coop Villain, man. Shout out to you, Coop Villain.
No doubt. J Boogie must be working, man, because he's not on the boards, he's not on the switchboard, so he must be working. There's a reason why J Boogie's not calling. There's got to be a reason. He's not just home, JL. So I know.
Oh, he's at church.
He's at church. You know what I mean?
Shout out to my guy Rodney. My bad, Rodney, yeah. My guy. My friend in real life. Shout out to you, Rodney.
No doubt. Shout out to him as well. Iller's in here repping T Dot as usual. Frank Matos repping West Palm Beach. A little flex, you know what I mean? We still got a lot of snow on the ground here in JLs, but it's all good. All right. Mr. Rivera, what's going on, Long Branch, New Jersey? Naveen checking in from Melbourne. I don't know if that's Florida or Australia. Chris L. checking in from Melbourne, Australia, though. We got Lance Darius checking in from St. Lucia. So we got the islands in the building, bro.
Okay, St. Lucia.
Yeah, I haven't made it to St. Lucia yet, bro.
Yeah, me either. I'm telling you, man, it's gonna be a couple of years where I'm just gonna be around the world.
just island hopping, right?
Island hopping.
Post games live on location, man.
Facts. Yeah. Let me put my joint on the laptop.
Yeah.
I'm good.
João Vitor checking in from Brazil in the building. Jeff Marcel in Amityville, Long Island. What's going on? Scotty Scott in San Diego. Scotty Scott, if you see Josh, tell him we're looking for him. Josh from San Diego, we're looking for him.
Yeah,
man. Salute to everybody, bro. We got Sadeg Kedri checking in from Iran, JLs.
Iran. All right.
Certainly possible. Certainly possible. You know, certainly possible. It's not the North Korea guys, but certainly possible. Salute to Al Ellis checking in from Cologne, Germany.
Okay. Another Ellis?
Yeah.
All right. Shout out to you, cuz. We out here.
No, it's not Ellis. It's I think it's L's or I's. I can't see if that's I or L. Yeah.
Okay. I got it.
Yeah, for sure.
All right, shout out to Winston. I don't even know if you're here today. Shout out to you.
David O. Canarsie, Flossie JLs in the building. Salute to everybody out in Canarsie, man. PS251, always repping. You know what I'm saying? Flatlands, Ralph Avenue. Yeah, come on, JL, son. Come on, bro.
Exactly. Flatlands, Ralph Avenue. You know that. Flatbush. Yeah.
You know the vibes. You know the vibes. Right? Mm-hmm. Yep.
Flatbush Junction. Shout out to you guys.
Yeah. Yo, did you ever go to I used to have a wing spot. I used to go to a Chinese wing spot, man, on Snyder Avenue. Did you ever used to rock with Snyder Wing Sales?
Nah, I wasn't on the Snyder Wings. Ooh, I was on the Snyder.
You weren't on the Snyder. Anybody from Brooklyn, man, if you ever used to go to the Snyder, the wing spot, the Chinese
wing spot. Wait. Is it the one that's open like 4 a.m.?
It's open. Like, they open Christmas, thanks. They never close, bro. Like, you can go in there and get a party platter.
Yo, I think I went. Yo, I think I know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
I think I
know
what
you're talking about. If you know, you know, man. That's all I'm saying, man. If you guys know about the Snyder Wings, throw it in the chat. Throw it in the chat, man. DJ Mr. Man, BK All Day from Brownsville. Salute. Salute, man. Salute. Lord Queso says, yes, sir. I don't know if he knows. Sir Toon says, Snyder Wings, fire. Let's go. Yo, the Snyder Wings, man.
Off of Flatbush, right?
Oh, yeah, hit the spot, man. Hit the spot. You might have to pluck a feather or two out them joints, but it's popping. It's popping. Yeah, man. It's a little extra seasoning, Jails.
Exactly. The best wings still have feathers stuck to them.
Yeah, that's it. Oh, we got a lot of people in the chat know about the Snyder Wings. Come on, let's go.
Let's go.
I'm starving, bro. I'm about to wrap this up. Yeah. I know you are. Yeah, that's why it came to my mind, because I'm starving right now.
Oh yeah, you did the post game today, so that's probably
I did a pregame show, ran a JFK, and then came back. So,
oh man, okay,
yeah man, for sure. Let's go to Far Rock, Desmond. What's going on?
Hello. Can you hear me?
Yeah, loud and clear, bro. Loud and clear, bro. We waiting on you, bro. What's going on, man?
Yeah. What's up? I can hear y'all now.
He asking us if we ready, Jay.
Thumbs up going for your squad. This is my first time calling in. Yeah, I just want to talk about Derrick Rose, man. Yo, that acquisition was probably one of the best things that happened to the Knicks. This dude done activated Obi. He improves quickly, and Julius Randle, and he's making the team better. I just don't see how trading DSJ and that second round pick, it's a great acquisition all in all. And to top it off, Peyton might be up out of here because of it. That's all I got to say. Have a good night.
Appreciate you, bro. Appreciate you, Desmond.
I don't know, man.
Yeah, I don't think Peyton's going anywhere, bro.
Tibbs, I know we get on Peyton, but Tibbs likes him.
Yeah, I don't think Peyton's going anyway, bro.
Like, Tibbs actually for real likes him.
Mm-hmm.
The people Tibbs doesn't like, they don't play. Yeah. They situational.
Yeah. Situational.
Exactly.
That's a fact.
Yeah. So you hear Peyton is situational, he's getting burned, dog. Mm-hmm. I'm not even sure if he's even on the trade block, to be honest with you.
Yeah, I don't think so, bro. I don't think so. I think Peyton will be here. Rose has certainly made a difference. Give credit. Rose has made a big difference. I love how he has the second unit activated and opens up. It just makes it easier, bro. Just makes so much easier, man. And it's been such a struggle to get a point guard that can help this team, that with IQ and now with Peyton, you know, you just seeing how much we were starving, man. We know, you know, that's nothing to Frank and that's nothing to DSJ, but it's just, you know, when you could get a guy in that you don't have to say, all right, he's going to get it together, and he has it together right now. It's just refreshing, bro.
Nah, I agree with you.
Yeah, that's a fact, man. People still going in. Oh, we got a Chinese food discussion going on in the chat right now, Jay.
Chinese restaurant names in the chat.
Yo, it's mad people out here talking about Snyder Wings. We got to call them for a sponsorship now. Snyder Wings, y'all got to come through, man. I need a platter on the house, bro.
Oh, man, yo, I had bad luck with restaurants. I had my favorite Chinese spot burned down.
Damn.
One day. I was tight. I was coming home from the club one day, like 2 in the morning. I saw smoke. I was like, oh, man, something's wrong. Somebody's burning. I woke up that next day. I was like, ooh, meet the Chinese spot for lunch.
Yeah.
That whole joint was burnt down. I was like, yo.
Can I still get a platter?
Can I still get my chicken and broccoli?
It's rough, man. It's, you know, your Chinese spot is like your barber. Like, you can't switch. You know what I'm saying? Switch.
They knew my name. It was like, cheers. Yeah. I didn't have to call. They knew my order.
Yeah. Have your go-to spot, it's hard to really deviate, bro. It's really hard to deviate. You know what I'm saying? Once you have your spot, like, that's your go-to.
It's like losing a child or a loved one.
Tyrone the Champion said Snyder soy sauce. Snyder wings. The Snyder wing fans all up in the chat. Roots Toot says those wings were seasoned with crack cocaine.
Yo, we need to get that sponsor ASAP.
Yeah, real talk. Jason Edwards, Snyder wings. Let's go.
Yo, CP, I was about to say, I almost had a sponsor with somebody, but they wanted me to promote a Nets fan event, and I had to say no.
Oh, man. They were woefully prepared, man. Woefully prepared, bro. Crazy,
I'm sorry. This deal is off, sir.
Yeah. Crazy. Speaking of Nets, I was on a panel yesterday with Kenny Anderson, JLs.
Oh, yeah?
Queen's Finest. Yeah.
Is Aaron? Or Ed already?
Kenny Anderson out of Archbishop Molloy. He's from Brooklyn, though. It was him. He's got a podcast with a Knicks fan, actually. Shout out to TJ Baker. TJ also works for Georgetown. And so, we were on there talking Knicks and Nets. So that should be up on the channel sometime soon in the coming days. But, yeah, it was a great conversation. And it was an honor, you know, talking to Kenny and stuff, man. So definitely appreciate the opportunity. Look out for that on the channel coming soon.
Mm-hmm.
And that's so rough. Queens. I said Brooklyn. No, Queens. Kenny's out of Queens.
Okay.
Kenny's out of Queens. So salute to Kenny for sure.
All right. Shout out to Kenny.
Yeah, man. Absolutely. All right. A couple more calls before we wrap up. I got to get something to eat, man. I might drive to Brooklyn, bro, and go get some Snyder wings if they open. I might holler at you, man. T from North Carolina, what's going on, bro?
Hello?
Yo, T, what's going on?
Hello?
Yo, T, what's going on?
Hey, what's going on? I just called to talk about, I remember when, before the draft, it started, Jay Ellis talked about Lewis. And I think you talked about getting the French kid in Detroit.
Yeah.
How do you think that worked out? Because me and Josh from San Diego was the only one talking about Halliburton. If you evaluated all three of them now, who would be on top? And another thing, I think we need to go out and get Shamari Pons. He would work great at point guard in New York, a backup, even a starter. He would be the top point guard in New York. And that's all I have.
All right, appreciate you, T. Appreciate you. Well, look, right now, I
say Emmanuel Quickly won.
Yeah, I would say Emmanuel Quickly won, right? 15 points, 5 of 15 a night. It wasn't the best shooting night for Quick, but Quickly's showing us, giving us a spark. Maybe you could have had Halliburton and Quickly. Maybe you could have had both, but certainly right now, Halliburton is ahead of where Lewis is. Lewis is starting to get more burn, though, with the Pelicans.
Yeah,
he's
starting to
get some more playing time.
I was about to say, the Lewis thing, I think, is more about playing time than ability.
Yeah.
And he just buried over there with Mag point guards.
Right, and the Hayes injury was debilitating, tough for the kid, with that hip injury. So we'll see what he even, rebounds with when he comes back. So draft is a crapshoot, man. Draft is a crapshoot. Yep. Still very early. Very, very early before we,
Close
the door on him. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's like 20 games in. It's really hard to tell right now.
Yeah.
I mean, you hype for the people who are doing well, but things can change from year to year. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And everybody blames me for Halliburton. It was Jay from Florida. I'm snitching, Jay Ellis. I'm snitching. It was Jay from Florida. We have it on tape. We have it in the archives. Jay from Florida was trying to tell us about Halliburton. I said he could be a safe pick. I said that. I just said I don't know if he could play the point for us. And right now, he's not playing the point for the Kings.
Yeah, he's in a perfect situation where he's playing the off-ball role. And that's, we kind of needed somebody who can play a little bit more lead guard, which is why, I'm kind of happy that we even got Quickly, because he showed he can play a little bit of lead guard, you know what I'm saying? But Not to take away from anything Halliburton's doing, because Halliburton's having a really, really good season.
Facts.
And Cam will be disappointed in you, CP. I'm just saying.
Say that one more time.
Cameron, he'll be disappointed in you. I'm just saying.
It was Jay from Florida. His app on Twitter is at JFL.
I see Cam already. Stop snitching. So I already see.
Listen, the confession is already on tape, Jay Ellis. I don't have nothing to say. He already outed himself. The confession is all out there and free for the people to go back and hear it. You know what I'm saying? He already confessed.
I got it.
He already confessed, man. So
you're just pointing it out. I got it.
I'm just pointing it out. I'm just pointing to the people the reference. You know what I'm saying? All right. Two more calls before we wrap up. Two good ones, Jails. Let's go to the Alamo. Chris from San Antonio, speaking to Kira Lewis, one of his biggest fans. Chris, how you feeling, bro?
Oh, man, I'm feeling great. I think Kira Lewis is going to be pretty good. He's very young, and like you said, he's not getting a lot of minutes because of the team he's on. But I wanted to talk about the depth on our team, because I was thinking about a few of the players we had in the past, and we had Alonzo Trier and Moutier, I don't know how long ago, but it feels like last season. I'm sure it was two seasons ago, but it feels very recent. And Frank isn't getting any minutes. We saw Kevin Knox sighting. But I'm just thinking, we have a lot of players, and We didn't see Reggie Bullock last year. He's playing a lot now. We're kind of on him a little bit, but he's doing his thing. I mean, he kind of missed a lot of time last year, and the season just ended. And so he's back on the court, and he's doing what he can. And I think the fact that we have a lot of players is interesting because we have these two draft picks, right? So where do we slot two additional young people in, especially because you're mentioning Kuminga? It doesn't matter who we get two people, right, depending on if we keep them. So now we have two more people to add to the depth that we have. I'm wondering what it looks like. But I also wanted to get your opinion on having Randall long-term, or not long-term, but, you know, while Mitch is out at the five, because, of course, we have Obi. Last time I called, I mentioned Obi a little bit, and I think he's coming. I said that he redshirted, and he became National Player of the Year just the season two after that.
Well, number one, I think that, you know, the squad that we have now is, unless they make more moves, the rotation that we have now is what it's going to be. So I think Kev, again, is on the outside looking in. I think Frank is on the outside looking in. Julius at the five is very intriguing because in small sample sizes, from a net rating standpoint, from an offensive rating standpoint, it's been great.
Yeah. Nah, really.
Yeah, so we'll have to see how that plays out. But go ahead, bro.
I'm going to see, because I do feel like Tom experiments every now and again. I feel like he experimented in this game when the game got about 25. Mm-hmm. I started to think maybe he put Julius in there with the second unit just to see what it looked like.
Right.
To run with Derrick Rose and quickly. So I just wonder if there was like a method to that madness. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. I agree, man. So let's definitely see how that plays out. So to everybody, welcome coming back in. Danny Martinez says, this stream is brought to you by Snyder Wings. So, salute to Danny, man. Yeah, I don't know what happened, man. I completely lost connection, and so, you know, that wasn't cool. But let's do two more calls, and then we out of here. Let's go to Jack from LA. Jack, how you feeling?
Hey, what's good?
What's good, bro? How you feeling, bro?
Bro, I've been doing well. Dude, I'm just really happy with the direction that we're heading in. We have all these young players that I feel like are getting better. They're developing over time. I just don't want the Knicks to do something stupid, like trade for, give up all of our assets for like a Zach LaVine or a Bradley Beal and really sell kind of what we've been building here. So I don't know. What do you guys think about the possibility of trading for one of like those two players?
Yeah.
I think we're good with where we're at, but I was just wondering, like, what were your thoughts?
Appreciate it, man. Appreciate the call, man. Salute to everybody out in L.A., too. Yeah, I said it earlier during the pregame and then the preview show that I just feel like we're just not ready for that type of move. It's not to say, you know, that these guys aren't talented guys, because they are. I mean, you know, Bradley Beal's averaging 33 points a game, JLs. Zach LaVine, I mean, how many 40-point games has he dropped recently? He's going on a tear. Number one, I don't want to touch any draft pick in this draft.
Nope.
Number two, why would Chicago want to give up LaVine?
Yeah, there's no incentive now.
What's the incentive for them to give up LaVine?
Yeah, the only incentive is if they feel like he's going to leave. But I'm not sure if that indication is happening this year, because, you know, him and the coach are getting, you know, they're getting along this year. I talked to Corey about this.
Yeah, him and Billy D are getting along, so. I don't know. I'm not sure, you know. But from a Knicks perspective, I'm just not trying to go there, man. And I want to keep building, man.
Yeah, I feel like last year might have been the window if he was going to get Zach LaVine.
Yeah, I hear that. Just keep building. Our time will come to execute a trade. As Chris said and asked, you know, we have three more draft picks coming up in this draft. Right, we traded the Charlotte one, but we still got the Detroit one in the second round. We traded the Charlotte second round, and still got the Detroit second round, and then we got two number ones. Where that falls, well, remember, you know, Burks, Bullock, Rivers, these guys are all here. Rivers technically as well on a 1-year deal, so those guys can you know, maybe they keep one or so, but you know, those guys' futures aren't promised here yet, so. Maybe we get two blue chips or one blue chip in the draft where, you know, his rotation minutes are pretty much solidified at the jump.
Right. Or maybe they try to move up.
Maybe they try to package it and move up. you know, and go get Cade. Who knows? Who knows, James? Who knows? So good place to be, and that's why I'm not trading any one of those for Beal or Levine, for sure.
Facts.
As they continue to trickle in here. Yeah, people, salute to everybody who's joining on the new stream. I don't know what happened to the old stream, but we'll splice those two together for the podcast as well. Make sure everything's seamless. All right, Tails, let's go to him. The closer, ladies and gentlemen.
All right.
Jay Boogie from North Carolina. Jay Boogie, how you feeling, bro?
What's good with the team, the whole nation, man, the whole everybody repping that orange and blue. Big up. Good to get back on the winning side, you know what I'm saying? Even though we don't let a couple games slip away, but it feels good to get back on that W side right now. You know what I'm saying? Hope everybody's staying healthy and safe, man. Protect your home, protect your family. That thing is still out there. It don't care what color you are. It is not racist. It is here to stay. Mm-hmm. It's trying to sting. Let me get right to it, man. I had a phone call and talked to D. Rose, this morning, early. He said, yo, I'm feeling kind of good about myself, man. I'm thinking about, you know, cutting my dreads and go back to the taper and the goatee. I said, yeah, you really feeling good. I said, what about you? You can keep your dreads like JL and still be yourself. He was like, word? Yeah, you can still be yourself. He's like, cool, but you know, back then, you know what I'm saying, I was a go-getter. I said, go-getter? I said, yeah, but Nas dropped that new song today. He said he used to be a go-getter. Now he said, gimme. So that's what happened in the third quarter. He went out there when everybody's playing and joking around. He said, give me this game because y'all act like y'all don't want to win. See, that's what happens when you put a player on the team that has the willpower to take over the game and close it out in the third quarter. We went out there and jumped out real quick, easy and early, and he made everybody look good. So, you know what I'm saying? If y'all don't think D-Rose ain't going to make everybody look good, pay attention. It was 42 points off the bench the first night. Tonight was 49 points combined again off the bench tonight, and he's doing it for everybody. He ain't just playing it for himself. He's getting Obi all involved. He's getting quickly. He's spotting up. You know what I'm saying? He's taking the pressure off him so he can relax a little bit more because he was getting a whole lot of, you know what I'm saying, props, which he rightly deserved because he's been playing hard. That boy, quickly, he's been playing hard, you know what I'm saying? But tonight, I give RJ a little props, man. He understood from the game the other night on how to take that angle when he took the angle to the backboard instead of taking it to the rim. Mm-hmm. He came down court and was feeling himself after he got the two-hand dunk. The very next time, he tried to punch it on that dude. He went straight to the rim. Mm-hmm. That's how you're supposed to go at that rim, man. You 6'7", man. Put that body armor on him, man. Make him feel like, yo, you on my way, you know what I'm saying? You want to get to that rim. That's all you see is the ball going in the rim. And I shout him out for doing that, you know what I'm saying? He set a tone right there, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. But it's a lot of dudes lollygagging on this court, you know what I'm saying? Act like jobs ain't up for position. Mm-hmm. People ain't trying to take jobs. Some of y'all need to be trying to keep your jobs. You lollygagging across the floor, and that's what Rose spotted out, that y'all playing games, you know what I'm saying? I'm here to get this free time that y'all want to give it up. Nobody's solidifying their, you know what I'm saying, their position, you know what I'm saying? So that's why right now everybody being talked about false trades. They all in the trade. Anybody can be traded right now the way it's looking, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But you know what I'm saying? It's good that we got back on the winning side, but that game don't mean nothing. You're supposed to treat them like bums and put them inside the trunk and drive them to your grandma's house like they did in Hood Fellas, you know what I'm saying? So, you know what I'm saying? Don't take too much as this victory. You're supposed to kill them, you know what I'm saying? Let's get back to the city. Let's get back to MSG, you know what I'm saying? And get back to see what we're going to do to Houston. Yeah, John Wall, he in the building. He hear all the talk about how he's like, nah, don't trade for John Wall. Correct. So he's going to come out with a personal vendetta against us. I know that personally. That's for people down here, you know what I'm saying? So I know how he's feeling, but we need to shut that down, you know what I'm saying? Everybody need to be on one accord and go ahead, you know what I'm saying, handle their business. Mitch, you know what I'm saying? That's a big L, but the next man got to step up and take his spot, you know what I'm saying? Some doors get ready to open up. I see my man Knox. He came back. He got on the floor, you know what I'm saying? He's been combing his head back. He's looking like red, you know what I'm saying? The five heartbeats. Now your office hours is open now, you know what I'm saying? So what you going to do? You got your last chance right now to get on the court and do what you got to do. Facts. You know what I'm saying? You don't have, what, four different coaches, and you've been that benched. Now you're back. You got another shot. You know what I'm saying? The title. See what you're going to do. Yeah. You got the whole world watching you, man. Yeah. We all paying attention to Kevin Knox right now. It's back on you, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But I hope everybody have a great night, you know what I'm saying? And we getting ready for tomorrow. We got the Rockets in town. They're probably there right now waiting on us to get back home. What kind of crap is that? We need to hurry up, get there, get some rest, and wake up, you know what I'm saying? Go over this film scrimmage with Thibodeau and handle our business, man. Peace, love, and I'll talk to y'all, if not tomorrow, the following game after that. And everybody have a beautiful Sunday, man.
Let's go. Drop the mic on him, Jay Boogie.
Yeah, man.
man.
I'm not even going to speak after that, JLs. That's it, bro.
Not even going to say, let the church say amen.
Let the church say amen. Throw the fives in the chat. J Boogie with the walk-off sermon. And that's just how we going to end it, bro.
Oh, man. I'm giving myself homework, CP. I'm doing the Ash Viking shirt.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And I'm doing the Kev Five Heartbeats shirt.
Yeah. Yeah. J Boogie dropped all. That went over a lot of people's heads, bro. The Nas joint, EPMD joint. Shout out to that. I was listening to that joint this morning. And the Hove Nipsey joint off of the off that Fred Hampton movie. Salute J Boogie, bro. Perfect, bro. He told you the conversation he and D Rose had, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. She told him to be himself.
That's it.
Thanks for the motivation. This is the type of motivation I want.
That's it, bro.
That's the type of motivation I want. Tell me myself.
J Boogie, man, we appreciate you, bro. That's all I can say, bro. I'm not even going to speak over it, bro. I'm going to just say we appreciate you, bro. All
right.
Real talk. Real talk, man. So with that being said, JLs, great show.
Yeah, man.
Great show to everybody that tuned in and caught us for part two. I don't know what happened, man. Technical difficulties. But, you know, we got our points across. Good win, matter of fact win. And we took it, JLs. Let's get another one tomorrow, man. No letdowns. Let's go beat the Rockets tomorrow. JLs, go ahead and sign out, bro.
Yeah, you know what it is, man. Find us on all audio platforms at SoundCloud, iTunes, Google Play, and Stitchers at The Nick of Time Show. Also, subscribe to the YouTube channel. That's youtube.com/Nick of Time Show. You can find us there easily. Also, check the blog at TheNickOfTimeShow.com. Catch the merch. KLT hat is now available. So if you go on TheNickOfTimeShow.com, you get a cat snapback for you in blue and black. Also, check out the writings of the writers on the blog. Shout out to everybody, man. Mikey, Ken, everybody. Fritz, who writes on the blog. Shout out to you guys for your hard work. Thank you. That is all. Back to you, CP.
Yes, sir. Great job as usual, JLS. And salute to everybody in the chat, man. At its peak, we had about 1,700 watching. Fell off a little bit with the technical difficulties. But salute to everybody who support us, man. As usual, Knicks get the W, 109-91. So let's go over the Wizards. Julius with a great game. 24 points, 18 boards. 4 dimes for Julius, and let's keep it rolling, man. Remember, the show's available in audio podcast format as well. Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Amazon Alexa, Stitcher, all major podcast platforms. So if you miss it on video, you could always catch it on audio the very next day. And yeah, definitely appreciate it. Salute to everybody that came in. Everybody that's at work right now, we appreciate you. Everybody on the grind, all the Uber drivers, taxi drivers, truck drivers on the road right now listening to us live. We appreciate you guys as well, man. So definitely appreciate everybody for tuning in. I lost the super chats off of the old video. So if you guys did leave a super chat, much appreciated. We'll shout you guys out tomorrow. But we appreciate everybody for showing love. See you tomorrow night. Knicks versus Rockets post game.
Let's go.
We out of here.